I mean, when you think this colliery, up the Black Vein in the east, we had 22 foot of coal. Now, you imagine a coal face in front of you, 22 foot high. They used to work about 8 foot of it and support the rest, and then they'd crash it down. Once the face went on, they'd crash it down, and then they'd backfill that onto the conveyor. Now, so we had 22 foot up the east, and in the west where I did my training, we'd be lucky if you had 20 inches. I worked in a seam where it couldn't turn over. You'd have to cut, if it was on your stomach and you wanted to get on your back, you'd have to come out, turn over and go in on your back. That's how low it was. See, different colliers called it different things. Like, Araby South, well, they worked with what we called it the Larry Vein. You go to Oakdale, they called it the Brifter. So, different colliers had different names for it. But in, yeah, we worked with Black Vein, Meadow Vein, Bold Coal, Three Quarter, that was before my time. The Big Vein, which I did my training in. And it was just unbelievable. And Wilfred Shaw, they'd see him, the colliers now, they'd fill 300 drams of coal in a day. And if he had about 5 or 6 drams of muck picked in the screens out of this coal, he'd have the colliers up on top of the pit. And he'd say, that's how much muck we had from what you filled yesterday or the day before or whatever. Now I'd have paid him to fill coal, not muck. And we used to import, because of the height for the seams, we used to import stone from Buds, which is Pennant, to have packs so that on the side of the headings they could build pillars out of the with waste. But we never had enough, so we always, as a colliery, we always had to import it. And it was all because Wilfred Short held this colliery like that. And after Wilfred Short retired, it went, and we had different managers come and go. And, but Wilfred Short kept this pit going. And if they had meetings in Abercarn, all the managers would go, but Wilfred Short would make them send a car to take him. Mm-hmm. Then you've got 22 foot of coal, and it all, and they blow it, because that's what they do then. Or water infuse it. Put high pressure water in there, which would bust the coal out. Well, the colliers, and you see a black stuff, and that's what he's shivering. Wilfred Short used to think that if there was muck in it, he should see it and pick it out and throw it in behind him, which is what they call the gob. Throw it in there rather than send it up the pit to have the screens pick it over.